I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A classified hearing in the case of accused National Security Agency leaker Reality Winner is set for April 23rd in an Augusta courtroom. Winner's defense team wants to subpoena several government agencies and officials from 21 states whose election systems may have been hacked. The Augusta Chronicle reports that the hearing is closed to the public because Winner's case involves a classified document deemed a threat to national security if released to the public. Her trial is scheduled to begin on October 15th. And after 16 days of testimony and more than 50 witnesses, the prosecution in the murder trial of attorney Tex McIver rested its case Tuesday afternoon. McIver is accused of intentionally shooting and killing his wife, Diane. Testimony had resumed Monday after jurors were off for a week due to the spring break holiday. According to the AJC, one of the last prosecution witnesses testified that McIver offered him money to help get the charges dropped. The defense begins their case today. And the city of Atlanta has announced a new website that will make city spending data more accessible. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says Atlanta's open checkbook aims to share how much money the city is spending, when it's being spent, and to whom it's going. The mayor expects Atlanta's open checkbook to launch this summer. Kennesaw State University's College of Continuing and Professional Education has been awarded the Distinguished Program Award by the Association for Continuing Higher Education. This for the university's Ethical Hacker Certificate Program. The award recognizes programs for their innovation, creativity, success, impact, and adaptability. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, KSU's Ethical Hacker Program teaches students how to assess ethical and legal requirements of a security assessment, analyze different phases of hacking, recommend strategies for evaluating the security of various systems, and implement the appropriate level of security controls. The university received the award Tuesday at a conference in Austin, Texas. And after a series of contentious meetings, the Griffin City Board of Commissioners has rescinded a proclamation declaring April to be Confederate History Month. The board originally approved the proclamation on March 27th over the objections of Rodney McCord, the board's sole African-American commissioner. According to CBS 46, McCord's objection prompted former City Commissioner Larry Johnson to use racially offensive pejoratives in defense of the proclamation. At last night's commission meeting, some members of the community chided officials for the offensive tone of the debate. And in Gwinnett County, the Drug Enforcement Administration has seized meth worth about $2 million that was hidden inside wax Disney figurines on their way to Atlanta. The DEA tells WSB-TV it's one of the biggest meth busts ever in Gwinnett County. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.